Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm ovulating. Give me what I want.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain on 106.5 The End.
A new survey has come out asking what the differences are in personality traits between people who drink red wine and those who prefer white wine. So you might consider yourself an introvert, enjoy traveling, and you might be a red wine drinker. But white wine drinkers are mostly likely to be night owls and extroverts. Listen to punk music.
Oh. What?
White wine drinkers are more likely to identify as adventurous, humble, and organized. Red wine drinkers are curious, sarcastic, and perfectionists. They're also more likely to identify as early birds, listen to jazz, and consider themselves wine aficionados.
Oh my
Chardonnay
gosh.
Drinkers?
No,
yeah.
Red wine.
Or red wine.
Red wine.
Red wine.
Red wine drinkers sound stuffy and boring.
I want to be a red wine drinker. But
I thought you were.
I used to be, but my wife gets migraines from it, and I don't want to. This is the thing that I wish. I wish red wine, good red wine, came in like the same size bottle a beard came in, because I don't want to open a whole bottle of wine when I'm the only person drinking it.
Sure.
Because then I feel sad.
Oh, I don't.
I know you don't.
So what is?
I don't see the problem.
So what does your drink say about you? We've asked our resident mixologist, intern Kevin.
Hi.
For a list of drinks and what they say about you and your life.
Yes. So, okay, let's start basic.
Okay.
Margarita.
Margaritas. They are fun. Once they get one drink in, they nonstop, not stop drinking. Like, they're like margaritas after... They're loud, they're exciting, they dance, they love to dance. Oh my God.
How about Mai Tais?
Mai Tais, oh my God. They're going to talk about their Hawaiian trips and everything. They love. No, I'm serious. Like, if you see a Mai Tai drinker, they are down to get turnt, but they will keep reminiscing about their vacation, and it's annoying.
Do they, are they the same people that still pronounce it Hawaii?
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Oh my.
Hawaii.
Yes.
And still do the hand thing in
the
picture?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you're in Fresno, stop doing that.
But they can drink a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
How about daiquiri drinkers?
Oh my God. I don't like hanging out with any daiquiri drinkers.
Why?
They get daiquiris because everyone else is drinking alcohol, but they don't really drink alcohol.
That is so true.
Yeah, they get like a smoothie. Daiquiri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoothie. Oh my God, that's so true.
And they sip on it because it's beautiful. They're not fun. They don't dance at all. They're in the corner.
Okay, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Long Island drinkers.
It's like me. When you turn 21, you want to order Long Islands every day. It's three types of alcohol in one. You're super, you're wild, you're fun. You might get kicked out of clubs, but you just go to another place.
Yeah.
Cosmos.
So they are people that want a martini, but they can't handle the strong sense of it, but they still want to have fun. So they have the martini glass to look cute.
Okay.
But they have the amount of alcohol that a martini would have, but kind of diluted with the sugar.
So what does a martini say then?
A martini is the classiest of the classy. They're trying to get turnt, but not dirty turnt. Like, they will they will be clean. They will get down, but they will not get their white shirt dirty.
A lot of text messages coming in. Let's go with one that came in, and it's one of Rain's favorite, a Moscow Mule.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Ginger beer? Really? You're trying to get turnt off of ginger beer and some alcohol? You might as well just stay in the corner, because you're going to be ordering Moscow Mules all day and not be as turnt as everyone else. So
It does seem weird that it needs a special cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it keeps it colder, yeah.
All right, here's some more coming in from text messages. Scotch on the rocks. That's my drink.
Okay, I honestly think this is just a shot over an ice. Because it's literally
it's not a
alcohol
shot.
Over ice, and it's the most boring drink ever. It's like you're an old man just sitting in the corner trying to be cool like the cool kids.
Wow.
You're waiting for one of the cool kids to come over and be like, hey, you want to take a shot with me, bro?
Okay, wow. How about a mojito?
These are the most hated drinks in the alcohol world.
Whoa.
Muddling the mint is just too much work, and people get the thought of, oh, if I buy a mojito, I won't be hot, I won't be sweaty, I'll be refreshed.
Oh, that's true.
So what does it say about mojito people?
They're
a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Oh. They're very like, oh, can't do the porta potty. Ooh, can't touch the door. I want to be fresh. I want to. Yeah, it's.
That's true.
They're very complicated.
He's not wrong. They're complicated pains in the asses.
Yeah.
The most popular text we got in was an AMF.
Oh, boy.
And it seems like a lot of people want to know what your personality is if you drink an AMF.
They are like the Long Islands. They just turned 21, but they wanted to add the blue because it's sweeter and it's stronger, and they're trying to get the dance out. So Long Island, you don't really dance. You like twerk and stuff. But
you twerk
AMF,
with a Long Island?
Yes, because you get turned. But yes. AMF, you like salsa. You like shimmy. You do everything. It gets you crazy.
Okay,
like,
does it get
you're gone.
You
like, you're gone.
Dirty wasted?
Dirty wasted. Like, you're going to be in the bathroom at the end of the night waking up with a hangover.
Yeah.
All right, wow.
It's crazy. But they're fun. I like Long Island's and AMF drinkers.
Well done.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
You have a gift.
I think we learned a lot.
Thank you.
Did we?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.